Hello and welcome to episode 82 of the Big Picture Podcast. I'm your host, Bidemi Olumide. On this episode, I'll be having a conversation with my guest, Matt Larson, a friend, brother, former colleague, and fellow cybersecurity professional. Matt shared how he got interested in computers back when he was 12 years old with his family's first ever Windows 98 Service Pack 1 desktop computer that had a 4GB hard drive, 40 megabytes of RAM, and was connected to a 56K modem. We talked about how he couldn't get the jobs he wanted, even with the technical degree on his resume, and then he had to start from low-end tech support roles and work his way up. Matt shared the techniques he uses to motivate himself, which brought up how and why I used to call him Mr. GDPR during our time together at Verizon, a nickname that has apparently stuck to this day. Matt also shared some resume tips and general advice for anyone trying to get into the cybersecurity field, and he mentioned how his wife has supported and motivated him every step of the way from his days in tech support to the senior cybersecurity role he now has. Thanks for joining us. Here is my conversation with Matt Larson. Hey, Matt, thanks for joining us and welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Bid.
To start with, could you just briefly introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
So my name is Matt Larson. I currently work in cybersecurity on the cyber defense team within Verizon. So I've been with the company for coming up 4 years in January.
Nice. I remember we used to work together back when I was still at Verizon, and that's actually how we met. And
yes.
Matt is actually a good friend and one of the few professionals that I'm happy to say I know.
Awesome.
So next I have here is, could you briefly describe the path that got you to where you are today in terms of school certifications and so on?
Yes. So one of the things is the path that got me to where I'm at right now. So as I was doing tech support and trying to find myself, I either realized that I wanted to be a networking engineer or go into cyber, and I felt like the cybersecurity field was where it was at. So I did a lot of self-study, online books, etc. And one of the first things that I did was starting to read and study the field. I started at the bottom going into tech support and worked my way up into cyber from there.
Nice. That's actually one of the most common descriptions I've heard from so many people in the industry. There's actually no specific route to enter the field. And even when anyone enters the field, there's definitely no specific path that anyone has to follow. So thanks for sharing that.
Right.
So why do you love cybersecurity, and how long have you worked in the field?
All right, Bid. I feel like this question was made for me. So when our family got our first computer, this was way back in the mid to late 90s. One of the first computers we got in our house was a Windows 98 Service Pack 1. It had 4 gigabit hard drive, 40 megabit RAM, and a 56K modem. So at that time, yeah, going way back. At that time, I was 12 years old. At that point, I piqued the interest in the computer. So I was taking it apart, learning the software, learning how everything worked, because we never had a computer in the home before. And then as I progressed through middle school and high school, I took some training. And then after high school, that's where I mentioned before, I got into tech support. I was doing customer service, and I was doing that for 10 plus years. And then Citibank gave me a shot doing identity and access management. That's how I broke into cyber. That was in 2014, and I've been in the field for the last 7 years.
Nice. Again, this is just so encouraging, because some people think you have to have certain kind of skills or talents before you can even talk to a recruiter in cybersecurity. But obviously, that's not the case. And it's actually open to anyone, regardless of your background. So
right.
It's encouraging to hear those kind of stories. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
So was there a particular moment that made you interested in pursuing cybersecurity?
So like in IT, like whether it's networking, you know, the engineering side, the programming side, the cyber side, no matter what you're doing, there's a career path to learn from. And cyber is what I piqued my interest. So there's so much to learn and to continue self growth, professional growth, things like that. So I still, at that point, I didn't quite have enough experience. I still needed to break into a SOC. A lot of places would not hire me because I didn't have any SOC or Splunk experience. And again, that's when Citibank took that chance on me. And when Citibank took that chance, again, that's where it peaked. And I just blossomed from there and took off like a jet.
Nice. This is turning out to be so interesting and fascinating. And you just talk to different people. And since I've been doing this interview series, I'm learning that a lot of people have so many backgrounds to them, and you don't necessarily know unless you talk to them. So thanks for all these insightful discussions.
You're welcome. real quick, one thing I wanted to say is that before I got into cybersecurity, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And at that time, I was actually a paralegal for another bank. And and then after that, that's when I broke into cyber.
Right. So what are those hard and soft skills that you've developed in your career so far that have served you well up to this point?
The biggest hard skills that I developed was learning the foundations, learning about the packets, the IP addresses, how the technology worked, learning how SOCs looked at events, et cetera. As far as my soft skills, so in particular, I picked up and learned how to do technical writing, the legal processes, how to formulate emails to management, write executive summaries, things like that. So to this day, I'm still the go-to on our team for documentation purposes. Nice. And I did not learn these soft skills overnight, but and I just picked them up as I went along, learning along the way and developing my skills from a foundation from scratch and using what I've learned in the past as a baseline and building upon that and using those lessons learned to formulate and strategize my documentation better.
Right, right. And also in my own experience, I've learned that hard skills can only take you so far. Everyone needs soft skills at any point in time, the ability to present something well, the ability to, like you mentioned, technical writing, the ability to make good documentation, because it's one thing for you to say you did something. If no one can actually follow through and duplicate what you said you did, then it's as good as you didn't do anything. So hard and soft skills, very, very important. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So in line with that, which has been more valuable in your career? Is it your education or your experience?
So for me personally, it's been experience. So like when I first started applying into cybersecurity type roles, so one of the biggest things that I wanted to work for was trying to get into USAA, trying to get into the NFL corporate, doing IT for the National Football League, looking at Lockheed Martin, GameStop corporate, Google, etc. So all of these companies wanted experience, which I did not have. I did have a technical degree on my resume, but did not seem like it was enough. So I decided to take the low-end technical customer service job and work my way up, building through those many years to get into the position that I'm at now. And then the biggest thing for me is that I got fired from one position and the management was bad at another company that I had worked for. So I quit that position. So at this point, everything that I've learned through the last 4 years has been astronomical. So at this point, I'm giving Verizon credit because from that moment I got hired with the cyber defense team by Verizon, management believed in me so much. I got certifications. They gave me opportunities. It's been beyond belief to expand myself professionally. And without Verizon, I don't think I'd be the person that I am today.
Nice, nice. It's nice to see this this interplay between education and experience, because some recruiters, when you speak to them online, they just ask you ridiculous questions. They want you to have 20 years of experience, and
exactly.
You're not even as old as 20 years of age. It's insane.
So if you looked at LinkedIn jobs, different job boards, things like that, they quote unquote say entry level experience, but yet they want 5+ years. Yeah. So something needs to change.
definitely. So how do you motivate yourself and your team to in your day to day job functions?
So one of the biggest things I do to motivate myself is I learn new things. So Bid, you used to call me Mr. GDPR.
Yep.
and that title has stuck. So my motivation comes from finding my inner strength, knowing that I'm making a difference to help others realize their potential, and understanding that there's always going to be knowledge to gain. And based on my experience, and based on reading just not IT and cyber books, but just books in general, knowledge is power. So right now, I'm in two book clubs, and I continuously read executive reports, news reports, cyber books. And you hear about rich people working 20 to 40 hours. And lately, I've been putting about a little more than that, 60 to 70 hours lately. And the thing behind Mr. GDPR is because when it was new, the regulation from the EU was coming down, and a lot of companies did not know what to do. Right. So at that point, I decided to buckle down. I studied it. And when I asked who wanted the first GDPR incident, I took it upon myself to take the case so I'd be able to personally grow with that experience and getting lessons learned from the incident. And then depending on the need of the team, I would typically work about 7 to 9, or, you know, usually 7 to 6-ish. Sometimes it depends. So now I work, as you know, on the insider threat team with Verizon. So I right. help coordinate projects, build dashboards, visualizations, etc. So I help collab along the way. And then I also help with our high-level strategy planning for the team.
Right, right. In terms of motivation, that's actually something I've known about you, because back when I was at Verizon, I used to call you Mr. GDPR, and that was for a reason, because back in 2018, when the law was new and no one knew what was going on, even the EU that made the law, they didn't even know what to do with it. But you took it upon yourself to get familiar with it, and you became the go-to person for anything GDPR related. So that's very, very motivating. And it's actually one of the things I learned from you, that ability to just be a specialist in one thing and then develop yourself. And as you know, I actually took it upon myself as well to study and become familiar with threat intelligence, threat That's modeling, awesome. Which is something I actually picked up from that team back when I was at Verizon. So thanks for that.
You're welcome.
So what does a typical work day look like for you, from sunrise to sunset, or your typical start and end of your work day?
I typically work, like I said, about 7 to 6 in the evening. So basically, I'll start off, look at my email, and make sure there's nothing that I need to respond to, make sure there's nothing critical. Then I start going into my projects and look at the action items, and then prioritize my list for the day. So right now, we have a queue monitoring and a mailbox. So sometimes we'll get complex situations that come through, and that could, depending on what it is, if it gets complex, it could take a few hours to complete. So it just depends. So, but right now I'm basically a hybrid with everything, including the technical documentation or when we get a new product to test, etc.
Nice. So what do you like to do outside of work?
So, Bid, I'll tell you this. I love, as you know, I love American football. I'm a huge Green Bay Packers fan.
Yep.
That's no secret. I also love Legos. So I collect and build tons of Legos, and I do watch football every week, try to watch as many games as I can. One of the things I'd like to do is spend that time with my father-in-law. He's an amazing guy. He's my a wife's brother's wife's husband, if that makes sense. So he's a Cowboys fan. I'm a devoted Packers fan. And like back in 2020, right before COVID hit, I drove 17 hours one way to Green Bay for a 3-hour playoff game.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I also love technology. I use Discord. I built my own home network. I put an unmanaged server in. I maintain my packet flow. I repair and fix computers on the side. And then just everyday hobby stuff. If I'm bored, I'll do a Sudoku puzzle, trivia, Rubik's Cubes. So I basically love challenges, and I love it even more when I complete them. And especially if it's a collaboration or a team effort.
Nice. Those are very, very interesting hobbies. And I actually try to do something similar myself. I maintain my own home network as well. I love board games.
Board games are good.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give someone who is interested in pursuing a career in the cybersecurity field?
So I look at it like this. So as I previously mentioned, it's a grind to get into the cyber field. There's I did a little bit of research on this, and although there's at least, you know, around 500,000 openings right now in the field, managers want that entry-level experience to have that 5+ years out of college, and they want you to jump right out of the gate ready to go. So, like, managers need to understand that a person with a zero experience can be trained and formed to the company's standards and values. So my advice is, you know, grind hard, self-study, keep reading the book, study the field, look at OSINT, which is open source technologies, look into those tools, gain experience, gain knowledge. And like I said before, knowledge is power and knowing is just half the battle. And then the other part is working on those soft skills and knowing how to communicate with management and C-level employees. So even if you have a college, even if you have college, start at a help desk or customer service that would be IT related, so you could start building up your resume and experience and make sure that your resume is a high level overview of what you've done, not necessarily your daily schedule routine. So for example, if you work on documentation, state highly effective writer for technical documentation reviewed by management or documentation provided as executive summaries for senior leadership. So you can also say that you saved the company X amount of dollars. So you could put that on your resume. And then the last thing I would say on this is, for example, if the job states that a CISSP or similar certification is required, list it on your resume that you're studying for it. So it'll get past the AI checks and into HR's hand for review, and you'll have a higher chance of that resume hitting the manager's desk for an interview.
Right, right. Those are very, very helpful advice. So where do you see this cybersecurity industry going in the nearest future?
So I big picture, I see the industry will get automated with tools such as AI, UBA activity, but as with all tools, they could only do so much before a human needs to review. So it'll be like a hybrid environment, and I don't see it dwindling down like networking did. So in fact, I think there were over 100,000 more phishing attacks in 2020 than in 2019 that cost around $54 million in losses. So there's always going to be positions open. There's always going to be fraud, ransomware, insider threats, etc. The human element will always be the weakest link. So we can deter so much, but it'll come down to review to find out if the alert needs to be escalated and turned into an incident.
Right, right. So far we've spoken about how you got into cybersecurity. We've spoken about the skills that have kept you within this field. What do you think prepared you the most for success to get your current position?
So what prepared me the most in the position that I'm in right now, believe it or not, is my wife. So she kept encouraging me to do better. Even before I broke into the IT field, I was a cashier at a local grocery store for a few years. And I was also an adult lifeguard at Six Flags as a seasonal job. So I met my wife in 2007, and we met on the now defunct MySpace website.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So in 2008, she got pregnant with our first child, our daughter, when I was the cashier. So she basically said, you need something better to better our lives. So at that time, I took a job working for Time Warner Cable doing tech support, and that's where my career kicked off from there. So she's always pressed me to do better and keep moving up financially, professionally, kept me self-motivated. And so basically, I went from a cashier and lifeguard to a profound cybersecurity professional in about 10 years. It was a grind for sure. I didn't think I'd make it. There's like a lot to absorb.
Wow.
And like I mentioned, I got fired from one job, but the support just kept coming. So between my wife and the management within Verizon, my success has been unbelievable, and I wouldn't change anything in the world, as I'm in a position now to help train and pass on knowledge to others on the team.
Nice, nice. That's very, very encouraging. Shout out to your wife. I'm thanking her on your behalf, because this is something that is very rare to have that much support and someone that is willing to motivate you, support you, encourage you 24/7. That's something that's very, very rare. So again, thanks so much to your wife from me and my family.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So what books are you currently reading or TV shows you're currently watching right now?
So right now, I'm going to say that my favorite TV show, or I should say TV shows, are Jeopardy. So I only got one computer question wrong. Whenever the computer questions pop up, I get them right. out of all the years I've been watching it. But I, my favorite all-time guest actually wasn't Ken Jennings, but James Holzhauer. Because, as you know, if you watch James on the show, he was a gambler. He took risks and led the show for a while. Mm-hmm. So for myself, I looked at him as my proxy for security as I take risks, jumping into events I'm not sure about, gaining that experience and taking a gamble for a good outcome. And then the other shows I like are The Simpsons, Bob's Burgers, Just to Relax and Unwind. And then for the books, again, I'm in two book clubs. The current cyber book I'm reading is The Web Application Hacker's Handbook. That's actually one of the books we're reading in one of the book clubs right now. It's quite interesting. And then I still reference the Practical Packet Analysis book from time to time. And I would say my favorite book I've read in literature of all time has to be The Iliad. And then I also love Star Wars and The Mandalorian.
Nice. So are there any quotes that motivate or inspire you?
My favorite quote is from a guy named Richard Branson. He's the famous Virgin Mobile entrepreneur. A few years ago, he came out and said, if somebody offers you an amazing opportunity, but you are not sure you can do it, say yes, and then learn how to do it later. So my life philosophy is that it never hurts to ask. So those two go hand in hand. And then my quote would be, always be willing to learn. You may not be the smartest guy in the room, but be known as the person who can be trusted to find the answers, even if they're not known.
Right. Those are very, very motivational philosophies and quotes. And I can actually see that in you now that I know this thing guiding you, your guiding principles. And it's just, again, encouraging to hear that from a fellow cybersecurity professional. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So to kind of wrap up this very interesting and inspiring and motivational episode, how can people get in touch with you? I'm going to put some links on the show notes and on LinkedIn as well. When this episode goes live, just remind us how people can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. So they can reach me, one, on my professional LinkedIn profile. It's MT Larson. I also have Twitter, which is MTLarson86. I have it locked for security reasons, but I'm about to go public with it.
Okay.
And then if they would also like to email me, and this is the nerd in me coming out, but my email address is batmanfightsmario@gmail.com.
Got it. Like I said, I'm going to put hyperlinks to all those Twitter, email, and LinkedIn in the show notes. So if there's anything else you would like to add or include that we didn't touch on, please feel free to do so.
So there was one more thing that I wanted to touch on. So I just wanted to say, for those that are out there trying to find work and trying to break into the field, don't give up. Keep pursuing yourself. It may be hard. It's going to take a while to break in. Keep at it. Keep learning. Keep self-studying. Even if you have a degree, there's always something to learn. Keep yourself motivated and it will happen. You will get into cybersecurity. Don't bring yourself down because the job you wanted dragged you down. There are so many opportunities, and when you find the right one, it's going to be gold.
Right. Thanks. Thanks so much for that. That's very motivational, inspirational. It's always nice to talk to you again, Matt. Thanks for coming on the episode.
Thank you, Bid. I appreciate it.
And for the next time we invite you, hope you'll be able to join us and share your deep wisdom with us.
Yes, absolutely. I could go more into depth next time, and I appreciate you having me on.
Right. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. Bye.
So that was my conversation with my friend, former colleague, and fellow cybersecurity professional, Matt Larson. Thanks for tuning in. The Big Picture Podcast is produced by Sunshine Media in association with Alowunle Productions. Fact-checking by Zara Kuznetsova. Audio engineer, Sergey Gorsky. Graphic design, Stacey Graham. Senior producer, Bidemi Ologunde. Executive producers, Olufolani Ologunde and Tobiloba Ologunde. please join me again on the next episode as I continue with a deep dive on cybersecurity's news, events, and incidents, and the lessons we can learn from them for robust cyber threat intelligence and awareness in our daily lives. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the Big Picture Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, please share the show with anyone that you think might benefit from it. For questions, comments, or any suggestions, please send an email to bdme@thebigpicture.com. You can also get in touch on Twitter @BigPicture, on the Clubhouse app @Big, as well as on the Wisdom app @BDME. Please remember to leave a review for the podcast if your platform allows you to do so. Thank you for your time. See you on the next episode. Bye for now.